Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering a piece by Brett Alegre Wood called AI Adoption Resistance: Why Your Team Won't Use AI Tools. If you've spent money on AI tools and your team still isn't using them, this is the episode for you.
It opens with a story that a lot of business leaders will recognize, even if they'd rather not. Duolingo. The CEO, Louis Von Ahn, went public about a year ago with an AI-first mandate. Employees would be evaluated on their AI usage in performance reviews.
Use AI or your career here suffers. That was the message. And then he had to publicly walk it back because employees pushed back hard. They asked whether the company just wanted them using AI for the sake of it, regardless of whether it helped them do better work.
And Von Ahn even admitted in public that AI-written code, quote, can be difficult to debug and is not consistently reliable. That's the CEO of a prominent tech company saying the tools he was mandating were actively creating problems, not solving them.
Right. And this isn't just Duolingo having a bad run. A SAP and WalkMe survey found that a full third of employees skip AI tools on tasks because they either disrupt their workflow or cost more time than doing the work manually. One in three.
These aren't people who've never tried the tools. They've tried them, made a rational assessment, and decided not to bother.
Brett's central argument is that AI implementation is roughly 80% people and 20% technology. Most organizations have that ratio completely backwards. They buy the software first and figure out the people side later, or not at all.
That's the default pattern. Buy the tool, send the login, wonder why nothing changed. What about the infrastructure side? Because from talking to operations managers, the problems often go deeper than just the AI tools themselves.
There's a whole section on this. Australian frontline workers in transport, logistics, healthcare, and emergency services are losing 13 hours every month just dealing with device downtime, connectivity issues, and manual workarounds. Nearly two full working days gone before AI is even in the picture.
A SOTI report backs that up. 64% of emergency service workers say technical issues add stress to already demanding jobs. 58% of organizations in distributed workforce environments still rely on manual processes, like email and paper, for critical operations.
So you're asking people to adopt another layer of technology while the foundation underneath them is already failing. Brett's phrase for it is building a skyscraper on quicksand.
And there's the skills gap question, which most people assume is a pipeline problem, something universities need to fix.
The data says otherwise. A Pearson and AWS study across six countries found that 53% of employers say their main challenge is finding graduates with the right AI skills. But 78% of higher education leaders think they're already meeting employer expectations. And only 14% of graduates report high proficiency in applying AI tools professionally.
So everyone in the system thinks someone else has it covered.
Pearson calls it the AI readiness friction framework. Six compounding factors: pace, connection, capability, governance, experience, and skills. Skills is just one of the six. The other five are management and organizational issues, entirely within your control.
And Grant Thornton surveyed 950 C-suite leaders and found frontline employees and middle managers need the most support to implement AI, 37% and 30% respectively. But training budgets tend to flow upward to senior leadership, not down to the people who actually determine whether the strategy works on the ground.
Most businesses are doing the opposite of what the data recommends. We're expecting people to understand how to use complex new technologies without the support, education, or stable environments to do that. The article is pretty direct. That gap sits with leadership, which is confronting if you've bought a stack of AI tools and called it done. When AI genuinely augments what people do, rather than sitting on top of broken processes, that's when you see real results. But the groundwork has to come first.
So what does good implementation actually look like?
Start with problems, not tools. Ask your frontline what slows them down, and find AI that addresses those specific pain points. Fix the broken devices and connectivity issues before you add anything new. Build practical, hands-on training, not a one-hour webinar and a login. And be honest about what AI can and can't be.
Because if leaders keep overselling it, and the team already knows the tools don't work that way, the credibility gap destroys trust faster than anything else.
The resistance your team is showing is feedback. A third of employees skip AI tools because they genuinely get in the way. That signal is worth listening to. question for listeners this week. Audit what you're measuring. Are you tracking AI logins and adoption rates, or actual output quality and efficiency gains? If it's logins, change the metric first. Mine is simple. Talk to three people closest to the actual work. Ask what slows them down most. Don't pitch AI, just listen. The answer will tell you whether you've got the foundation right, or whether you need to fix things before you add anything new. Free article is at abu.ai. And if you want this thinking applied to your own business, book a free AI audit while you're there. And that'll worth doing before the next tool goes on the short.